It's been a while, but we're going to put this train right back on the tracks. Yep, we're going to talk about our, you know, Live Free and Ham anniversary. I think, you know, we're going to cover a little bit more of that. We'll share a little bit of our thoughts around that. But before we do that, let's get in to the next Live Free and Ham. Hello, and welcome to the Live Free and Ham podcast. This is our weekly show where we discuss ham radio topics in New Hampshire, New England, and beyond. And we're thrilled to have you here, whether you're a regular listener or tuning in to the first time. This is like a breath of fresh air reading this script. I mean, we take 1 week off and it's like, wow, I feel like invigorated all of a sudden. I don't know. But anyway, thanks again for joining the episode. So as always, let's get in the show. I'm your host, Eric, callsign N1JUR, and I'm with my wonderful co-hosts.
Paul, N1OG.
Todd, W1STJ.
There we go. Cool. All right, well, let's get into our usual things like we have to catch people on real quick. Head on over to the storefront, as always, at livefreeandham.com/shop. We've got the new shirts that I'm wearing here. This one is my Your Ham Radio is Showing, and I've got RF Around and Find Out as well. And so, yeah, head over there. You can pick out a whole bunch of new stuff there. Check all that out. And, you know, heck, you know, if you're over there, pick up a hammy or two. Let's spread some love and show our ham radio prowess there. And as always, you know, heck, you can join and connect with the community, and you can do that in several ways. Obviously, you can do it in the live stream, which is we scheduled tonight. So hopefully we'll see a lot of folks in that live stream, even though this episode will air a week later. With that, we also, you know, make sure you subscribe and ring that bell so you get notified. And you can reach out to us in a bunch of different ways, obviously via SMS, email, and our favorite method is to always leave us a voicemail at 978-233-1142 for a great time as always. And all those are always in our show notes and links below. So, and if you'd like to obviously support the show, the best way to do that is through the Buy Us a Beer links. You can do a one-time donation there, or yeah, if you want to come be part of the whole party there, become a Patreon member. There's a ton of free stuff. You obviously get to be, you know, part of these live streams that we have set up every week when we record our episodes. And there's a bunch of other stuff that always goes on. But as we always say, or Bob Koff always loves to say for us,
you can join for as little as $3 a month. It's not a big expense.
All right. Well, yeah, and Bob is 100% dead on about that. So, you know, head on over to our Patreon, check it out, become, you know, a subscriber and a supporter, and, you know, we'll let you in on some of the cool stuff. All right. So with that, we have a special, mailbag this week.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Everybody, we got some news.
Slow down, Boog. Let me handle this. We've got some news. I've got bad news and bad news.
I have reviewed ship's personnel, Captain.
Congratulations, you've got mail.
Well, let's get back to the real show here if I get to the right template. There we go. All right. Well, so we've got some mailbag mail there. Todd, take it away, my friend.
All right. Well, Bob Koff sent us a... sounds like he just sent me the message, but it says, hey, Uncle Todd, don't forget me about your favorite nephew when you win the lottery. So thanks, Bob. Yeah, I won't forget you.
You already did, Bob. Sorry.
Yeah, Bob, I didn't even know what the hell you're talking about because I can't remember what I did yesterday, let alone three podcasts ago.
Make sure you get in writing, Bob. That's all we have to say.
I'll put you on the list. All right. And the second one we got, and this just goes to verify when I've told everyone that the Something Extra with Todd is really why this show is taken off, is, hi, Live Free and Ham. Wanted to say thank you for the extra segment with Todd. I found your podcast in my feed a couple months ago and went a long trip and started listening. After weeks of listening to your segment and getting your extra got me thinking about my upgrade. I had done a little studying a year ago and then stopped due to life. It's kind of like where I'm at. On June 25th, after a week of hitting practice tests hard and looking over material I was having issues with, I passed my extra test in time for field day. I'm rooting for Todd to pass the test, and I hope you keep some form of this segment going after to keep inspiring hams to upgrade their license. From KE8VWF/AE. Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Yep.
And I'm kind of like right there with you. I've got two more weeks of baseball, and then I'm going to really hit the books and try to get this thing out of the way. And we'll figure something out when and if I ever get my extra.
When that day comes, we'll cross that bridge, right?
We'll start doing technician questions. We'll see how many of those you can get right.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. I know I'd fail horribly. The last time I took the technician's test was over 30 years ago, and that the question pool was way different then. All right. Well, cool. Good. Thank you again for everybody sending stuff in. If you want to send something in, just, you know, you can always send us in one of three ways. As Watson says, you can, you know, send it via WinLink if you're, you know, well, you know, versed in WinLink and you become part of our WinLink elite folks. You can send us via email at liveframeham@gmail.com. Or you can head up to our website and leave us, you know, our comment form there. Or last part, heck, you know, be brave, use our voicemail number, leave us a voicemail, and we'll play it on our next episode. So, awesome. So, with that, let's go into our the scene that seems to support everything in this whole entire podcast here.
It's everyone's favorite segment.
A little something extra with Todd, W1STJ.
Still a general.
All right. Well, as always, you've heard it here. This is where we help Todd study for his extra class license and many others like yourself.
Where did Paul go? There we go.
I was like, where did Todd go? He dropped off here. He's the one testing, not me. So with that, you know, each episode, we always pick three questions for that extra class question pool. Test his knowledge and hoping he gets his upgrade. So if you want to follow along, you can always head over to hamstudy.org. It's a great resource to help you prepare for your test. And it's always recommended by 4 out of 4 VEs because the VEs, guys, they're just the best. This is the way it goes. You know, and all, there's nothing else, but nothing the rest. I was trying to make a rhyme there and that fell out pretty fast. So anyway, all right, without any further ado, and I'm going to shut my mouth here. I'm going to hand it over to the VE Quizmaster. Take it away, Paul.
All right. I just got to say, I love the new intro where it's everybody's favorite segment. That's great.
It's a combined effort with Todd at the very end in the somber way. Still a general.
All right, Todd. So question number one for this evening comes from sub-element number 7. What is a crystal lattice filter? Is it A power supply filter made with interlaced quartz crystals? B, an audio filter made with 4 quartz crystals that resonate at 1 kilohertz and intervals. C, a filter for low-level signals made using quartz crystals. Or is it D, a filter using lattice-shaped quartz crystals for high-Q performance?
Oh man,
I don't remember this one.
I like how they just like just a little bit more every answer. It's like it could be this one. It could be this one.
Man. So this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking crystal lattice and then lattice shaped quartz crystals for high Q performance. But I think I would have remembered that when I was studying. So I think I'm going to go with C.
I don't know. The high Q performance is a big thing for me. It kind of sticks out. I'll go with D, although B probably is the answer.
All right. Well, Todd said C.
Oh, and nice
C
job.
Is correct.
There we go. And D is not. So.
So a crystal lattice filter is a filter for low level signals made using quartz crystals. Note there's a slight difference in layout between crystal lattices and ladders. There are pairs of crystals within lattice networks. Resonant modes are paired with each crystal in the lattice that facilitate an intended bandpass envelope to pass. So hint, lattice is for low level. There you go. All right. Great job, Todd.
Thank you.
Good job, bud. Nice job.
Question number two comes from sub-element number four. Which of the following types of noise can often be reduced by a digital noise reduction? Is it A, broadband white noise? B, power line noise? C, ignition noise? Or D, all of these choices are correct?
All of these choices are correct.
I'm going to go with all of them.
Yep.
Digital noise does a lot. You hit it and everything gets quiet. So.
DNR. Do not resuscitate.
All right. Final answer is D. And D is correct.
Nice job. Two for two, man. Here it comes, the song.
DSP noise reduction operates by examining a characteristic of signals and noise called correlation and dynamically filtering out the undesired noise. Correlation is a measure of the regularity of a signal. In most DSP noise blanker implementations, the amount of noise reduction varies according to the correlation characteristics of the noise. Random noise, such as white noise or static, is uncorrelated. Speech and ignition noise is moderately correlated. Heterodynes and pure tones are highly correlated. There you go. Yep. Fantastic. Look at that. Two for two.
Yep. Now the pressure's on.
Okay. For the third and final question of the evening, what is an ARP. IARP?
Oh, that's an I, not an L. It's not LARP.
It's not an L. It's not LARP.
Hey, Uncle Elon's not helping me out here. It's all blurred. It's
a little blurry there, my friend. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'll read it anyway. Right. So what is an IARP? Is it A, the Internal Amateur Radio Practices Policy of the FCC? B, a permit that allows U.S. amateurs to operate in certain countries of the Americas? C, an indication of increased antenna reflected power? Or is it D, a forecast of the intermittent aurora radio propagation?
No song tonight. I'm going to go with B, my final answer.
I have no freaking clue. I don't know. I'll do.
He said that with confidence.
I'll do a C.
All right. With confidence, Todd says B, a permit that allows U.S. amateurs to operate in certain countries of the Americas. And Todd is correct.
Nice job, bud.
I'll be honest. I was a little on the fence with this one. I didn't know you were going to get it right.
Yeah.
But so.
Thanks for the confidence.
Hey, you're welcome.
He's honest.
So, International Amateur Radio Permit, IARP, is for operation in certain countries of the Americas. And it allows U.S. amateur radio operators to operate without seeking a special license or permit to operate from that country. For a U.S. citizen to operate an amateur radio station in a CITEL country, an IARP is necessary and may be issued by a member society of the International Amateur Radio Union. For the U.S., the American Radio Relay League, the permit lists its authority in four different languages. So, well done, Todd.
Good job, bud. Three for three. Way to go.
It's a long time since I went three for three.
See, apparently we need to like just take a big break and, just talk about absolutely nothing for 2 weeks.
Oh, man. Wow. That was good.
Nice. And I don't even get to hear the song, man. That sucks.
Yeah.
I only got one right out of the whole ordeal. All right. Well, okay. So, hey, if you're on the journey to studying for your technician general or that extra class license, then hamstudy.org is an awesome resource for getting your ticket. And maybe if you, just like a few others, have received your license, or maybe you've upgraded, we want to know. So, you know, we can recognize you on our next episode and share in all of and revel in all of the great glory of your, you know, achievement there. So, hey, if you have gotten your new ticket or maybe you get an upgrade, you can always hit us up at livefreeandham@gmail.com or in any of the other ways that you can reach out to us. Let us just know. And we'll make sure we mention it on the next episode. And actually, with that, do we have any that we've known about, Paul? That you're usually pretty much in the loop.
So yeah, I was just in a Toad session actually last Monday. We tested a somebody went for their general and somebody went for their extra. They both passed. Right. Call signs escaped me, but yeah, congrats to those guys. Anyways, yeah. And it just so happens that because I have all of my GSARA in-person testing materials with me in the RV, you're not going to have them when you need them for the 12th.
For the in-house, yeah. Oopsie.
But I have them for the pop-up session in Huntsville, so I guess, okay. I don't know.
Well,
you're gonna have to print off some tests.
And so how many people? We only have like one person, right?
I think we're up to 5 registered now for the 12th. Wow. Yeah. Okay. In-person session. All are brand new technicians except for one upgrade.
Heck, you should just, you know, send out an email and say, hey, would you all like to do online instead and do it from the convenience of your home and do it that way?
Instead of doing it
if you get all 5 of them to say sure, then dude, then you know I'm sure I'll be available for helping out, and I'm sure you'll be able to get Eugene and a bunch of other guys to be able to jump on.
So the only thing is you can't test everybody at the same time unless you've got 3 VEs per person. Per person.
Yep.
So if we didn't have enough VEs, like, you know, somebody may have to wait for, you know, somebody to finish.
So that means they get to surf the web while they're busy waiting for us to put them in the queue. Got it.
At this point, it may be easier to just switch it to a remote session.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, you know, hey, we'll work that out in behind the scenes as always, but, you know, heck. Yeah, you know, we love to hear about people, you know, achieving their goals, obviously, with getting their, you know, obviously licensed the first time. And actually, one that comes to mind that I just totally forgot, and I don't think we mentioned in the previous, well, I know we didn't mention last episode, was a new younger 24-year-old in our club, Chris, is KC1 WXP. He just recently got his technician, and he's also blind, and it's really cool. Because I'm learning a ton of stuff as to the whole blind community. You're disappearing there, my friend. It's like you're fading in and out. It's like, oh my gosh. And yeah, he's teaching me a whole lot in that area. And, you know, so it's really cool. So, yeah.
Is he 100% blind or?
Yep. Yep.
Like he can't see at all.
Nope. Can't see at all.
Not like, yeah.
Wow. Yep. Funny story with him, just a sidebar. He actually sings the national anthem at baseball stadiums. If you Google blind Chris Dewey, Dewey, I think is his name. you keep switching and I keep losing my focus. baseball national anthem. Yeah, you know, he sang the national anthem. It was pretty cool. So yeah, he does a lot of that. He does a lot of cool public speaking and stuff.
Do we have Braille test?
How did he test? All right, good question. I don't know. I don't know who he tested with either. I'll have to ask him.
I mean, I would imagine, given the visual impairment, you know, it'd be like a private session with a VE that would read the question and the answers and then mark it for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To me, that seems like the simplest solution.
Well, and he's technically savvy, like he very good at computers and that whole stuff. So he, you know, he might have taken it online too with a whole bunch of readers and everything else like that too. So yeah, well, I'll have to find out and report back. So it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah,
awesome. And
We should have him come on the podcast.
Definitely, I'll reach out to him and see if he's interested with that. And funny thing is that He's obviously looking for his latest HT, and you'll never guess the only HT on the market that's actually like, you know, ADA, you know, blind, you know, we'll say positive.
Let me guess. It's Quanchang.
No, Kenwood. Kenwood is the only one that does it. And of course, you know, it's the Kenwood D75 that does it well, and it does it remarkably well. And I'm like, man, that sucks for a kid that, you know, obviously is, you know, so maybe as a club, you know, maybe, or maybe, hey, live free and ham. If we get a bunch of people that want to help maybe give a new ham, you know, an opportunity to have a really cool radio and actually use it to its full benefit, you know, hit us up, you know, maybe we'll do a little quick fundraiser and we'll, you know, buy a D75 for him and, you know, give it to him from Live Free and Ham. So, you know, if that interests you, hey, you know, let us know, hit us up. We'll talk more about it. So, all right, with that, let's get into our usuals here. So, how has your ham radio week been, N1OG, my friend?
You know what? I did ham radio shit this week.
Holy fuck!
I know it. So I drove 2.5 hours yesterday to Wisconsin.
Wow.
Wisconsin needs to fix their roads, let me just tell you. But
that's another story.
So I met up with Chris Chevrier. I butchered that, but KD9YSW.
Well, you're not going to invite him on to tell him his call sign as you hand the mic to him. Just give him your call sign.
Dude, all right, listen. It was funny because, like, so I must have said his call sign probably 50 plus times.
Mm-hmm.
And then like we get you on the radio and I just fucking blanked on it. And I'm like, just say your own goddamn call sign.
Literally I have in the video. When the video comes out tomorrow, it's going to be premiere. It's all you hear is N1OG go, oh, fuck it. Just give it your own call sign again. I've done. He throws the mic at him. You can tell he threw the mic at him at that point. Chris is like, oh, okay. It was cool. Anyway.
So it was a really nice park. I guess there's a little lake and some natural dunes. I didn't do a whole lot of park exploration. We activated. He told me that, you know, he had been kind of struggling with that particular park. He had been out there 3 times running QRP because that's what he's got. He's got a G90.
Mm-hmm.
And he had yet to successfully activate the park.
Okay.
And so I was like, all right, well, we're going to go 891 QRO with the Reliant 10 fed. And I picked a picnic table that was right next to a tree. And wouldn't you know it, right? First throw, perfect shot, right up and over the tree. But I was really struggling now. I'm like, why? Like, so many people were like really, really weak and like just not picking them up. And so I was like, listen, I said, I'm going to leave the radio on. I'm going to unhook the antenna from the tent stake that I'd put in the ground. And I'm going to pull it back through the tree and I'm going to throw it 90 degrees opposite the way that it was going. Right. And no shit. Right. I throw it up and over. Perfect throw. First time. And so what was it? Whiskey 4 Bravo was the station that I was trying to get. And I was struggling hard. Like, he was down in the noise. Obviously, we were down in the noise. Like, he had put me in the log anyway, even though, like, I didn't put him in mine because I just didn't get a good copy on the signal report and whatever. But with the antenna 90 degrees different, like, dude, he was a full 5.8, like, mm-hmm. Nice, good quality. Like, I could hear him. So I called out and I'm like, hey, all right, I got you now. And he's like, yeah, I already put you in the log. Okay, well, can I just get a signal report so that I can put you in my log? And then please stand by for the second operator. But no, it was a good time. We got 19 contacts, so it was a successful activation. Just a little bit over an hour. Mm-hmm. Actually met a couple of guys that came over and they were like, hey, I'm a ham radio operator and this is my call sign. And I just don't actually do anything with ham radio. And it's like, all right. So the both of them were like doing family things, you know, like right near us. And they're just kind of observing. And, you know, and then the older guy, he came over afterwards and he's like asking questions about Watson and asking questions about the radio and the antenna and everything else. And it's like, dude, if you want to jump in here, like, I'll just say we got three ops and like, yeah. You can jump in. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, I don't want to, you know, it's like, you guys, like, it's great. You're doing what you're doing. So yeah, so it was a good time. It was a fun activation. The drive home absolutely sucked. Driving through Milwaukee is like driving through Boston. Like, mm-hmm. you know, 93 through Boston, like, yeah, you're on the highway, but you're still like going through the city. And so, yeah, it's Interstate 43 goes through Milwaukee and yeah, some Jeeper rear ended a freaking Hyundai in the fast lane. So like the fast lane was blocked and I'm listening to the semis and they're all like, yeah, anybody know what the hell's going on? Anybody know what the hell's going on? Finally, we get somebody in the southbound lane that goes, hey, listen, you might want to move over to right because the left lane is totally blocked. I got it all on video as I went by. I had my dash cam going, so I'll make sure to throw that in the video. But yeah, it was a good time. It was good to get out and activate a park and get another state. So now I got Wisconsin in the books.
That'll be the last time Wisconsin.
Yes, that'll be the last time I go to Wisconsin.
Nice.
Marvin lives out there. Doesn't it?
I mean, like, but like, what is Wisconsin known for other than cheese and Packers?
That's about it.
Marvin's got
that's it.
And maybe KB9 VBR, but that's about it. You know,
yeah.
That's the only other third option. Wow, dude, that's awesome. And, you know, funny story, and I'll elaborate later, but like I was literally in the middle of filming the video for a review of a couple of chokes that Matt sent me. And I was like, I was talking about, hey, looking at the POTUS spots page. And then all of a sudden I scrolled down, and I see N1OG and I'm like, oh, I'm only like 3 hertz up. So I tune up and it was like dead air for a little bit. And all of a sudden, this is N1OG. And I'm like, oh, dude, this is awesome. So, you know, gave him crap, you know, checking in. Of course, I get a 5.5 no matter what. It's always a freaking 5.5. But, you know, we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with a 5.5.
Yes, there is. I thought I was a little bit higher in your friendship, you know, circle where, I, you know, hey, even if I was a 2.2, I still get a 5.8.
It has nothing to do with friendship. It's about giving an honest signal report.
I don't want
to how you sound.
I want you to lie to me and tell me I sound wonderful. Come on.
All right, Becky.
Exactly. Very true. Right. Honest. Come on, be honest. Anyway, no. All right. Well, good on that one, man. It was awesome to hear that you were on the air and making some good contacts. And good to head up with Chris because I've been chit-chatting with him back and forth on YouTuber stuff and it's kind of funny, like I'll mention something and he'll be like, yeah, Paul already talked about that. I'm like, yeah, I know, I figured so. I mean, him and I, you know, we think the same along the same line, so it's all good. So cool. All right, Todd, any ham radio?
Well, I lugged all my POTUS shit to Florida and back.
You took it for a ride.
Yeah. So I had to go down to Florida for a day. I left Sunday night, supposed to get in at 11, was going to go see this kid early in the morning. And then I was going to go activate this cool park that I found, online. And, it all got fucked up because I didn't get to my hotel until 4 a.m, supposed to get there 11 PM. Couldn't get a rental car. The hotel didn't have a shuttle. So I had to download the Uber app. Never used Uber. Used Uber, quite a cool program. I like it. And got 3 hours of sleep. Rent a car place doesn't open till 8. I was supposed to be on the road by 7:30. Of course, when you get there, my whole plane was there trying to get rent a cars because they were in the same boat I was in. And so I ended up getting to the place at 10, drove 65 miles one way, 65 miles back. And by the time I got back and I looked at the time, there was no way I was going to activate and make my plane. So grabbed a quick bite to eat and got on the plane and got back to Baltimore. That's where the layover was. And as the night before, as I was sitting in the same restaurant in the same seat, eating the same damn thing that I had the night before, the alerts start going off. Your flight's been delayed 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
15 minutes. 30 minutes. I'm like, you motherfucker. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
Wow.
So I was supposed to get in at, I was supposed to get in at 9:30 p.m. and I ended up getting in at 11:30 p.m.
Oh.
So not too bad. But again, I was on 3 hours sleep. And I texted my boss and I said, dude, I got an 8 o'clock hearing. You're covering it. I'll be in at 11. And he's my friend. So like we've been friends for like 20 years. And I said, all right, buddy, you got this one. So he goes, you got to come in though. It's just you and me in the office today. I said, all right, I'll come in. Just going to be in, you're going to have to cover my morning shift because I'm not going to be there. So yeah, it was disappointing because it wasn't too hot. It was actually hotter up here in New Hampshire than it was down there. They had some storms offshore, so it was kind of cloudy. It wasn't too humid, it wasn't too hot, and it would have been perfect. But I had to cap on it. I had to get a 3 o'clock flight back, and there just wasn't going to be enough time. So I told the worker, I said, you know what? I had a really great visit down there, and I really like this kid. And, you know, and if you want me to go back down there, I'd be glad to do it for you.
Just
give me a little bit more time.
Schedule it. I'm going to leave like 5 o'clock in the morning and come back the next day at like 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Get some POTA in for sure.
But you know, it was that I do like the kid's a nice kid. She, I've seen her before a year and a half ago. And like I said, it's not a bad trip. And she actually will talk to me. And I mean, I spent like 2 hours there and she's becoming an artist. So I saw a lot of her artwork. And so it was a decent trip, but I was really disappointed because I really wanted to do this park. And I was so mad. I was like, I cannot, there wasn't going to be enough time. Like, because I know myself, I would have been there. I would have been like at 9:00. And I'd be looking at the watch and I'd be like, I can get one more. And then next thing you know, I'd miss my flight. And
I had a mental kind of like blockage because I was looking at Polo for a little bit and I thought I was actually on the spotting page, but I was in a log and I saw like your call sign because I had worked you and I'm like, holy crap, Todd must be on. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm on this frequency right now. That doesn't make sense. Like, and then I realized, oh, I'm looking at the log and I'm like, no, he's not even on the spotting page. So, and that's when you had started to text me and I was like, okay, forget it.
So, TSA, I know that we've talked about this in the past. No problems. They didn't even check either way.
They didn't stick their finger in your bum and make sure you weren't smuggling something.
No, I got the pre, so like I just walk right through. No problems.
Yeah. you pay extra to not have them fucking harass you.
Yeah.
They pre-lubed him and he squeezed in.
I'm gonna say now though, pre is sometimes the line is longer on pre than it is the regular one. But the benefits of, you don't have to take your laptop out or your things, you don't have to take your shoes off or your belt or anything, and you don't walk through that machine that does the funky
3D scan. Yep.
3D scan. You just walk through a metal detector and you grab your shit and you go. Yeah. So that was cool. But what I did this time is I flew Southwest. And I didn't have to fly those sardine cans, those little tiny planes. So I put my POTA bag in my roller bag so I wouldn't have to carry the weight. I could just roll it around. So the POTA backpack was inside my roller bag that I just shoved up in the, you know, the bin.
The overhead.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool. Nice. And then I just brought my little work bag that had my headphones, my laptop, and my iPad for studying and watching shows. Oh, and one other thing before we forget, I watched a miniseries called Zero Day. And
oh, that's good.
You watch that? It is
really good.
And
it's good.
Ham Radio's in it. It's awesome.
Oh yeah, no, I did see that. That was a short episode. Like it wasn't really that long. Yeah, at
it was
all,
like
right?
four. It's like a episode, mini. Yeah. It's like a limited series, like four or five episodes.
It was pretty realistic, ham radio wise.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get the whole antennas that they were putting on there. Like they put these little down, like they pulled right. it out of the drum. Like close. There's no way. But yeah
well, like, and it's got Robert De Niro, and Robert De Niro, like, he's a fuckwad these days. Like,
I know. I didn't, he is a total fuckwad, but I got to give him, he's a good actor. I haven't watched a movie that he hasn't been in that I haven't liked. I mean, he does some pretty good movies. And so it was a movie to recommend, or miniseries. It's on Netflix to watch it, but I did have some ham radio, and that was big part of the story. So it was pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah. I'll give you that. I remember that was one of the things my wife was like, oh, it's got a ham radio in it. You got to watch it. So I watched it. I was like, okay, I watched it. Like I started midway through the series, like the four parts. And I was like, all right, I have to go back and watch the other two because I've missed like something along the way. And it's like, cause if you don't pay attention, you're just like, you're okay. I lost a plot line. So yeah, that was a good series for sure.
Yeah. So everyone listening, let's go watch that movie. You can get some ham radio, promotion in,
If you don't play your ham radio, watch it. Or like Todd, take it on vacation for a little bit for a day and then bring it back.
my 891 has been all over this freaking country. I mean, seriously, it's been Mississippi multiple times, Arkansas multiple times, Louisiana, Florida, California, Maine.
You need to get like those magnets or the stickers that you put on, like, you know, RVs on your radio, just for every state you've gone through, and you know, only put them on when you don't activate.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, so it was a shitty trip, but it is what it is. So I'll be down there again. That kid's not leaving anytime soon. So
all right, before we ask Eric about his ham radio week, I got to ask you, Todd. Mm-hmm. How many states have you activated? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yeah, it's I'm about. Hold up. I want to say I'm like 18, maybe.
Ah, fuck you.
Well, hold on. Let me check for sure. I don't want to.
You don't have more?
No, I've got 12.
Really?
Yeah, wow, I got 12.
I would have thought you would have had more with all of your travels, man. I actually haven't looked at mine. Man, I haven't logged in.
But you got to take into account that, like, a lot of the East Coast traveling up and down the East Coast, like, my wife wasn't into stopping for ham radio until I kind of forced it last year. And she was just a trooper about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. Let's go. I'm going to go to my awards again.
All right. Well, while you're looking those numbers up, Eric, how was your ham radio week? I mean, I know you got out to a park.
Dude, I did. So I've been, you know, kind of turning up the volume here on the channel a little bit, trying to get a lot of the reviews, because I looked at my backlog and went, holy crap, I've got like four antenna reviews and a bunch of other stuff. And then, of course, I love Matt. Matt's the great guy. He's like, dude, I've got all this and this and this. I'm sending it to you. And I'm like, okay, fine. Send it, dude. I'm not going to say no. And so, like, he sent me like two antennas, the 56-1. A bunch of linked dipoles, and like, I mean, I got like four antennas, and then he sent me the two RF chokes, the big one and the small one. And I'm like, ooh, I like the big one and the small one. So of course I'm like, I'm going to do that one. That's an easy, you know, low hanging fruit kind of thing. And you know, I could easily just set them up and they'll either work or they don't. It's simple as that. So I took the 56-1 antenna with me, and you know, I didn't do any prior tuning. And I was a little bit. I had to tweak it a little bit just because it wasn't in the side. It was 2-1, but I wanted a little bit below that for the sideband portion. But you know, it wasn't that bad. You know, I applied the N1OG after fussing around with a little bit to decide that 1.8, 1.9 was perfectly fine. And, you know, it would, you know, wouldn't affect the radio.
It's good enough.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And so I was down in Salem, Mass, and I was like, I'm going to go find a park, but I decided not to activate the park that I've been beating my head against, which is this Saugus Ironworks one. I have failed the two attempts that I've done to that park. I failed both of them, both by missing like two contacts. It's been horrible. And so I'm like, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go find another park. So I found another park somewhere in the middle of, oh my gosh, this was more out by, oh my gosh, I just drew the blank where it was.
Revere.
It was farther up, but it was past Lynn, past Revere, kind of more towards the coastal towns. I can't think of it. Shit. Anyway, either way, so I went out to that park, and it's a nice little quaint park. It's in the middle of nowhere, kind of just off a main road in like a little fenced-in area. And I was like, dude, this is a perfect spot. I pulled the truck up. I'm like, I'm going to throw my 10-meter mast up, and I'm going to run the 56-1 out. And it was a nice shaded area. Drop the, you know, the folding table and everything else like that in the shade. The 56-1, you know, basically tied off to a tree. And nobody bothered me. And I was like, ooh, this is going to be really fun. All right, camera, what the fuck are you doing? And so I was like, oh, that's because I'm waving my hand. I got to keep my hands down. And I was like, damn it, hand gestures. And so I was like, all right, cool. We'll just set up. So I set up the 56-1, did a little tuning to tweak it a little bit. And then, you know, I did the review and I was just like, yeah, no, sorry, not going to play that game. I'll fix it later. And you know, long story short, I was like, oh, cool. This is nice. The bands were pretty good. The RF chokes that Matt creates, they're fucking awesome. I can't tell you how much they knock down. Like, I always have a problem, like, if I'm operating a wire in, like, a rural area where there's traffic going by, I get all the alternator whine, I get all of, like, that stuff into the radio as cars go by, or worse off, there was a Chevy in the parking lot, he turned on the car to turn the AC on, and all I heard was normal, I was like, well, I didn't, because I put the RF choke in, and then I unplugged it, and all of a sudden, I hear his alternator whine, I'm like, oh, RF choke back in, and no problems, it knocked the damn thing down. I was like, dude, this is sweet. So I texted Matt, I'm like, dude, sign me up. I want to buy two more. I need them for my bag. He's like, okay, cool. No problem. I'll send them to you. I'm like, no, I'm going to buy them. He's like, no, no, I'll send them to you. I'm like, no, I'm going to buy them. I need to buy them because you send me way too much free shit. So, you know, all that, did that video and finally wrapped that up. That'll air tomorrow. But, all in all, yeah, POTA was fun. I was pretty soaked, but, field day, you know, we might talk about it. I don't know. We may not. It doesn't really matter. You know, none of us went, so it really didn't matter. We don't really have much to add. So all good either way. And yeah, outside of that, I had a good weekend and, you know, it was ham radio free for a little while. Even though my wife kept going, you should go to field day. You should go to field day because we were kind of in and out, you know, we had gone to Maine for the, you know, day and then came back. She's like, go to field day. I'm like, no, I'm not doing field day this year. It's not field day this year. It's not the same. I don't know. We're not having steak and, you know, whiskey on Fridays and we're not, you know, hanging out with Paul and, you know, doing the net and, you know, so it was all a little different, but all that being said, hey, difference. Okay. You know, so at that point, yeah, I'm good.
But, well, whichever, the big one or the small one, I think they both had B and C's on them. So whichever one you don't want, just pass it on to me. I'll take that.
So yeah, I've got, Matt sending me another, the SO239 version because I had enough connectors, but then I was like, you know, I told them I didn't really matter, but then I'm like, I really like prefer SO239. So yeah, I'll send you the other one. But the only difference between the big one and the small one is the big one's 200 watts with 100 watt digital. So you can run 100 watts with the larger one, but you can only run 60 watts with a smaller one. But dude, that, you know, 60 watts, you know, digital is perfect either way. So yeah, the only thing, you know, like I said, after I picked you up, excuse me, after I picked you up on the air, I was just like, I didn't realize you had Chris with you. And so like when Chris gave me his call sign, it just like went totally over my head. I'm like, okay. And I just was like, kind of like, and then after like four contacts and I realized, oh, that's Chris in Radio Life. Damn it. I should have said hello. Like I just like totally blew over him. Totally forgot. I mean, he was a good trooper with it, but more so I was just busy laughing so hard because you're like, fuck, I can't figure out who's calling. You threw the mic. You knew you threw the mic at him. And like, give me your call sign. And I'm like, okay. I was like, all right.
we were doing the split mics. So
oh, you were. Know, okay.
Yeah, so he had the Yaesu mic, and I had the military style one, and so I didn't throw it at him. I just threw it down on the bench.
Okay, but yeah, it was good. It was good to work. Yeah, man, it was always fun to. I mean, obviously, I get to hear you when you're side by side working, but it's always different. You know, I meant to ask, how was my audio level? Was it okay?
Yeah, no, you actually. So given the band conditions, right? Because there was a lot of QSB.
Yeah.
There was a lot of fading. But given the conditions, like, I mean, you were truly a 5.5, like you were easily readable, but not just very, you weren't very strong. That's all.
Okay. So the other thing is, when I borrowed the frequency from you guys, I thought I was got liquid gold, but I got shit on. Like, I don't know what it was, but you must have had two guys that were like running high power, like 2 kilohertz down, and another guy a kilohertz or 2 up. Because every like once I said, hey, when you said here's the frequency, you're all good. Started calling CQ. I had like people calling me and go, dude, I can't get you. I got too much QRM. QRM's in the way. QRM. And I'm like, and then all of a sudden the high powered station would blow over another, low power, QRP station. And I'm like, all right, I'm done with this, guys. I'm QSYing to a higher, quieter section of the band because I just couldn't handle it. I was getting beat up all the time. And somehow there must have been another POTA station on there. I don't know how he would come in and he would be like working people. And then he would go away and I'm like, dude, you're on my frequency. And then it would be dead. Like, wouldn't hear him from him again. And then I'd be continuing on and he'd come back in and I'd be like, dude, what is going on with the band? So I was like, okay, I get it now. It was not as quiet and quiet as it was, months ago or years ago, whatever it was, but.
Yeah, it was certainly a struggle and a half to get Jason. And the thing was, is like, I was hearing Texas stations like very, very well. Good like 5.5 to 5.8. I don't know if Jason was in Arizona is what he said. He was just really just like, he'd be down in the noise and he'd be audible. Be like, okay, I got you. Yeah. And then, I was like, okay, second op, and for whatever reason, like Jason just couldn't hear the last 3 letters of the call sign. Mm-hmm. And so it got to the point where I picked up my mic and I was like, all right, Jason, did you get the full call? Kilo Delta 9, Yankee Sierra Whiskey. And then he came back and he was like, oh, all right. Yep. I got it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny you say that because like I had the same similar problem with when I activated with Chris Whiskey 8 C. I'm botching his call sign. Sorry, Chris. Because we had the split mics and I can't tell you, like I would get on the mic and I'd be like, yeah, you're a 5.9, blah, blah, blah. They're like, you're a great signal. And then I pass, like Chris would have the other mic and he'd be like, you sound like garbage. I don't understand. Like why? Like, I can't hear you. You sound muffled. And like, and so after like the third person confirming that, and it even was like to the point, like the previous actual contact was like, hey dude, you might want to have his mic looked at because there's a problem with it. And I'm like, okay, so we just went back to one mic and I don't know if it was swap. Splitter of the mic or whatever. And yeah, so I felt bad for him because like he was working hard to try to make contacts. And I was like, this is a breeze. No problem.
Sweet. Well, I'm glad you had a good ham radio week, man.
Yeah. It was definitely good. Same for you, man. It was good to see you on the bands and, I definitely, I was hoping you'd get out and activate. Not that I don't want you to jump, but it's cheaper to activate for a little while. I don't know how the parks are around you, whether you have to drive a fuck ton, but sounds like you're able to get out and do some stuff, so it's good.
Yeah, I mean, so there is parks. There's a park half an hour to the west and a park a half an hour to the east. And honestly, like given how expensive skydiving is, right? Like I was really like, I wanted to skydive the last couple weeks. I wanted to. I really, really, really wanted to. But I was like, I gotta save my money for the Independence boogie because like I guarantee you between tomorrow and Sunday I'm probably not gonna jump a lot because I guarantee you I'll be fucking hungover as shit. But really, like, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm going to get at least 15 to 20 jumps in. It's going to be a great weekend.
Nice. Yeah. So what was I going to say? I probably forgot. Dang it. Oh, well. Can't remember shit. Sometimes settles.
In CRS.
Yes, totally. Oh, so yeah, my magic number for activated states is less than you.
I've got 15. Oh.
Okay. All right.
I'm only 10.
Well, all right. So before I leave here, I got to get Iowa and Indiana.
Yeah.
Cause both of those states are within a few hours drive. So I definitely got to get both of those. And then I'm thinking I would have really liked to have, you know, stopped at a couple drop zones on the way to Huntsville and done some skydiving. But I think I'm going to just try and get parks. I'm just going to try and get a couple parks, you know, maybe get to Tennessee, Missouri, you know, is everybody wants to get Missouri. Right.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody wants, but,
you know, just, yeah, just try and get a couple more states in the book.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So real quick question. I mean, obviously we want to get into the topic tonight, but, Huntsville, you want to give people a little update? Not Huntsville. Yeah. Huntsville. I got that right. Right. Yeah. Okay.
That is,
yeah,
right.
You want to give people a little update on that one, so they know what's going on with you and where you're at. So, if they're going to be down that way, they can stop by and say hello.
Yeah, well, absolutely. If you're going to be down in Huntsville, please, please, please come and say hi. From the 11th to the 18th, I have site number 33, at Huntsville. And, so it'll be me and Watson until Thursday. Thursday, Chris Bricker is going to come, he's going to stay with me, for the rest of the weekend. And that's going to be, honestly, it's going to be a great time. Friday, we're going to be skydiving. There's a whole lot of really cool things planned, that are going to be happening at the campground. Plus we're going to be doing POTA and, you know, whatever. So yeah. I've got, Eric is sending, thank you, a whole bunch of, stickers and good, you know, hammies and things to give out. So yeah, come see me. I'll have all the goodies, and you know, be representing Live Free and Ham down in Huntsville.
Yep. I won't send you an Ed Dong though.
Dude, that's the perfect name for that antenna.
It is. It totally. Dude, you missed the. Did you? You didn't catch a Ham Radio
Clubhouse last night?
Did you?
No.
Oh my gosh, it was a blast. You watch on a replay. But long story short, they sent Joe Brett finally two antennas. Mm-hmm. The first one is what we're dubbing as Ed Dong. They put in, you know, a rubber dong on the end of an antenna, and actually I think tunes up from what I understand. Wrote a whole instruction manual and as a gag, and then they sent him an actual real ATAS 120. So he finally got his ATAS. But all
right. Yeah, what was it? They called the first one the Dictas 120.
Yes, the Dictas 120.
So. But it's only good for 2 meters. So that's why I was like, well, clearly it's an Ed Dong.
Exactly right. Way better. So that's, yeah, funny. Man, I can't tell you how much crap was flying on the chat that night. It was like, could you keep up with it? But cool. All right. Well, let's, cause we are getting close to, you know, end of time here, because we're going to roll over for those folks that might not know over to our live stream, shortly after this. So we're kind
of, the meat of the show is going to be the next 10 minutes.
Exactly right. You are going to get, you're going to get a high speed, you know, kind of summary. So, yeah, we kind of, you know, past two episodes, I think we really quickly kind of just would let it all fly. And you know, you kind of got to see a close and personal kind of, you know, side of Live Free and Ham that we all, you know, we all went back and listened to it, most of us. And felt like, it wasn't too bad, but it was good content. I actually liked it. I wasn't too embarrassed, and I wasn't like, oh my gosh, we're going to lose a lot of listeners from it. I think we're going to probably gain a lot more.
I was a little grouchier than maybe I should have been, but that's all right.
You know, we might have developed a new segment from that. I mean, it kind of, you know, it sounds like Todd's ready to gear up on, you know, when to press the button. You know, it'd be like one of those easy buttons, but it'd be like, you know, activate grouch mode, you know, or not grouch mode. So, you know, that was good. And, you know, kind of come with it. So we're trying to get this back on track. So for those folks that actually like, you know, uniformity and consistency and likes the habit of like listening to the same format where they can feel like it's warm and comfy blanket. Yeah, we're going to get back to a little show topic. But with that, we want to kind of talk about, our Live Free and Ham. We've been doing this for 2 years, guys. I mean, you know, Paul's been almost about a year and a half, right? Yeah, you came in about a year and a half. And
yeah, I came in just after Christmas.
Okay. So yeah, right around that time. And Todd and I have been, you know, here for the duration. You know, we can't leave. It's Hotel California. So all good there. But, you know, every year we kind of like to touch base on this because there's some good stuff that, you know, comes from it. You know, we kind of share our feelings on it. And, you know, I'm interested to see what you guys think because I'm one of those type A people that I like to kind of do a year in review of my life every once in a while just to see where I'm at, how things are going. Did I, you know, get anywhere in my life or did I just, you know, chase my tail? And with that, you know, kind of helps me to go, hey, what can we do for the future? So, you know, with that, let's kind of start, you know, we'll throw it to you, Paul, since you're the young end of the crew, you know, and both in age and, you know, longevity in terms of the podcast here. But, you know, any kind of thoughts, you know, you kind of glean from it? I mean, you've been doing this for a year and a half. I mean, you've done a lot of shit, you know, on your own and, you know, decided to do your own podcast somewhere. I don't know what made you think you wanted to do that or where it kind of came from, but you did it. It was cool. But you know, share a little bit, you know, what's your kind of your thoughts with this and, you know, what do you really truly feel?
So, all right, for me, like all of this was, it was a big door opener, right? So I'm a very, kind of reserved person. I wouldn't say I'm antisocial, but I'm definitely, as I've gotten older, I've gotten more socially awkward where like, I'm just not sure like what the right thing to say or the right questions to ask when I'm meeting new people. And so I tend to just kind of isolate and kind of just stick to myself. But this show actually, it helped me to break out of that comfort zone and do something completely unnatural for me. Like, I mean, I've done public speaking and, you know, I've given oratorical speech contests and things when I was much younger. And, you know, my time leading the VFW, like I would lead, you know, events and, you know, public speaking engagements. And so, you know, I don't have an issue with, you know, speaking with people. But it's just, it's a very different type of platform, you know? And so I think, honestly, I think some of my favorite times are the unscripted, you know, where we just kind of let loose and just talk about whatever's on our mind. Mm-hmm. And honestly, that's where Weekend Warriors was born from. It was I was, you know, post-COVID, I was used to, you know, group therapy. Every week I would go to the VA for group therapy. You know, I had an online group as well. And so I was doing a lot of interacting with other veterans where we could just talk openly about whatever it was that was our struggle in that moment. And that all kind of went away after COVID. You're right. So, with this show, you know, it was like, all right, well, I have this idea and I want to bring group therapy to the interwebs. Mm-hmm. Right. And so that was it for me. That was the whole reason why I started Weekend Warriors is it was my group therapy on the interwebs. And it's, like I said, it's all because of Live Free and Ham. So I absolutely love ham radio and all of that. But there's a lot of things that like are important to me that just aren't really relevant to this show. Sure. And so that's where I kind of broke off with that. And I'm long overdue for podcast recording with that. Cause I've just been so busy with
everything
that's going on in my own life. And those things happen, right? But yeah, so I just want to say I'm very grateful that you guys decided to bring me on. I know there are definitely times where I'm like, I don't know what exactly I bring to this show other than, you know, a sense of humor.
Comedic relief, yes.
You know, but... Like, I mean, I'm a dumb grunt. I'm always trying to learn new things. There's so much, in ham radio that's just way over my freaking head. Actually, 45 auto. If anybody's been in the Hamtuber chats on any of the live streams, you're familiar with 45 auto. But we were in the chat on a Nuggets episode on Monday night, and he made the comment. He said, "Dude, every time you guys start talking computers, it's just blah 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 blah, and it's just over my fucking head." Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Dude, I am with you."
Me too.
The whole reason I watch Nuggets is because it's just so far over my freaking head. Like, I have no clue what the fuck they're talking about, but I'm learning something.
Sure.
And so I hope, we also kind of provide the same type of, thing for people. Like, if there's something that we're talking about that's over your head, like, please let us know and we can further explain. Because I think honestly, that a lot of people are, they're hesitant to say, like, "Holy shit, I don't understand what the fuck you're talking about." Yeah. Right. But like, if you don't say something, then like the people putting on the show aren't going to know that they need to kind of dumb it down and give you that, third grade explanation as opposed to, the college calculus fucking level.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, for me, like honestly, I'm very happy. And I'm very proud to be a member of the Live Free and Ham podcast, and I hope that 2 years is just the beginning, and we look back, 15 years from now, we're like, "Do you remember when I had only been here for a little while?" And
15. What number does that look like for you, Todd? That's like 67, I think. Yeah. That puts me at like
65. Be gone by then.
You can just fall off the planet.
I might just be dead. It's my luck. I'm gonna retire at 60, and then I'm gonna freaking probably die the next day. That's the way my luck goes.
Oh man.
But no, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I think when Eric and I talked about this, he already had a podcast. I said, "Oh, this would be kind of cool." I didn't really know really anything about it, and I still don't know as much. I'm hoping that I'll be able to get more involved in how to create it and get on OBS and be able to plug things in like you guys do. Technology, I love to use technology. I have no idea how it works, and I'm kind of a computer idiot. But if it works, I'm good at it. I know how to use it and I do like it, but I think the podcast has been good. I mean, I can't believe we've been, this is what, 2 years now?
2 years.
Already? Yep. That's crazy. Like, it doesn't seem that long. But like you, I mean, I think the first one we did was when Eric, I think you were away, and Paul and I just kind of was like, "Well, what are we going to do?" Like, "Oh, we'll just shoot the shit." And we like talked for like 3 hours.
You figured it out.
But I love the live streams. I think that is ultimately my favorite part of doing the thing, especially when we get people coming in and coming out and just interacting and just kind of seeing where it goes. I do love the interviews. The Hillbilly group, that was my favorite podcast, I think. I love those guys. Like, I'm seriously, like, I'm Shannon. Like... Yep. I almost got down, in May, there is that new airline flying out of Manchester Airport. It was $25 to Wilmington each way. Mm-hmm. So I was like, shit, $50. Well, it's not that anymore. It was in May. Uh-oh. But I was like,
Reach out to Shannon and Sean and see if
now they live on the other side of North Carolina. But for me, like, I don't give a shit if I have to drive 4 hours or 3 hours or whatever. I mean, that's nothing. Yep. So yeah, I'm looking to go back down. I love North Carolina. We have some family down there, and I would love to go down there and just hook up with them doing a pod activation. But I had a lot of fun with those guys. I thought they were really cool. I love the way their club developed, and how they're out there doing stuff. And like all our guests, I mean, there hasn't been one guest I've been like, "Oh, I wish they weren't on the podcast." They've all been awesome.
We've all got our favorites.
I mean, look at the Hillbillies. They're my favorite. I mean, I feel like I could connect with them. Like, I go down there and hang with those guys. We'd be all right. Anyway, that's kind of where I'm at. And, it was funny because Eric, Ryan said he didn't want to. We decided that we were going to go on to
live, you know, video
to do YouTube. And he was kind of hesitant. He didn't, I mean, he did a few of them, I think. And with all his flying and stuff. And when we started, we were only doing it, what, once every two weeks?
Once every 2 weeks, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now look at us. My God.
Yeah. So now it's like we're doing it every week. And, you know, I just think it was just too much for him with his flying and his schedule not being consistent. So, you know, he kind of backed away. He's still part of the podcast. And, you know, he gives us his input and stuff. And, you know, he'll always be part of the podcast. So, yep. And then Eric's like, so what do you think of Paul joining in? I'm like, cool. Yeah. Bring him on.
Next thing, well, I think Todd was really nervous because it would just been him and I, and the thing would have been like, totally tank after a week.
Yeah. I'm like, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
There's Ryan. That's Winterfield Day, Ryan. Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, and it's kind of cool because all of us all met or have a connection to POTA. So when Eric and I first met Ryan, we were doing a POTA activation at Silver Lake. He pulled up, parks on the air. Eric, I think you had met him before or something, didn't you? Maybe.
Yeah, Ryan and I kind of bumped across each other's paths a little on the repeater, I think. Yeah.
And then, you know, Paul, you, me, and Eric, I did that. I got my general, did the first POTA, and then we met at the rail trail. And you and I were there first. And like, did you bring anything? He goes, nope. I didn't bring anything. Like, hope Eric brought stuff. Like, he knows what he's doing. And then I love that picture we have of the three of us sitting there activating that park for the first time. And it's just been, it's been a lot of fun. And it's I think the podcast is just it's a good connection for us. And even though you're out west and our off difference, I mean, we're still getting together every week and shooting the shit and, you know, doing the podcast and learning about your, I've learned a lot about skydiving. So it's been kind of cool.
It's not as easy as you would think.
No.
I thought it was like jump out of the plane and you fly around and you pull the thing and you're done. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it's been kind of cool.
You scream all the way down. You forgot that part.
But you know how like the, like AI or your phone's listening or whatever. So like I start getting all these parachute videos, right? One after another keeps popping up. Like, so I sent him one, you got to check out, I know you don't do Facebook, but check out this guy. This guy is like awesome in the air. And I wouldn't have appreciated it until we talked about it and we watched the videos of Paul struggling just to stay straight, right? And then he had to go, right? You went to Chicago to do the wind tunnel or whatever. So when you're watching that, if we didn't have that experience, I would have been like, oh yeah, that guy's, yeah, he can do stupid shit in the air. But then to appreciate how hard that is, based on what I know what you went through. So yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of, and I think the show goes where it goes. I love the fact that it's not, you know, we were talking like, what's the show going to be about? Is it going to be just about POTA? Is it just going to be like, what are we going to do? Really? And our show, I think, is just about freaking everything and anything. And sometimes it's not even about ham radio. And I think that's all right, because not everything is ham radio, but, you know, it is a lot and it's the basis of it. But I think there's other interests that we all have, and, you know, it's been good. And I'm glad we have a following. I think it's kind of cool that people listen to us, and I appreciate that the people listen to us, and that whatever we're saying or doing is helping whoever, you know, either be interested in ham radio or get motivated to upgrade or just listen to our shenanigans. So
I, you know, we're getting close to the top of the hour here, so we're just kind of wrap things up. But, yeah, so just, I got a couple of stats I want to share with you guys because I think they're really cool kind of like milestone things. But I have to say, I would not want to do this show with anybody else except you guys. Like, it's just, we have a bond. Aww. We have a connection. I know, dude. Like, oh, but you know, it's funny you say that because, like, you know, I could get all sappy and I'm going to, but you know, bottom line is like, I see a lot of people, like, they'll come up to me like, dude, I really love your show. And I'm like, well, it's not really my show. It's like all of us. And they're like, oh, I know. But like, your chemistry is like, so like, you guys just play off each other and you know how, like, it's not like you're pushing an agenda. You're not like trying to like get through something. You just like let it fly and it all works together. I'm like, yeah, I know. But that's because I trust these guys. I am arm in arm with them when we operate radio and we do other things outside of this podcast. So I think that makes us that much, you know, sweeter for, you know, being attracted to other people. But yeah, so So you guys ready for a few little stats here?
Yeah. All right.
So, all right. First one. So when we first started the show, it was June 5th, 2023. That was our first episode. So if you are a listener and you want to go back in the catalog, this is show episode one, 20 words per minute with a hacksaw blade and a nail. That one, I went back and listened to it and I went, what the hell were we doing, man? I was like, holy crap. You know, and so that I think that was kind of the milestone. So we're a little bit past that now. We're in July, but you know, that we're not too bad. I mean, we literally launched it, you know, before field day, which was kind of surprising, but you know, it kind of started everything and kicked things off. And we started doing live streams and doing all this crazy YouTube shit that we were like, oh, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. You know, and then I'm like, Paul, you got to go do this crazy YouTube shit. It's fun. And, you know, and he's like, dude, what are you doing? And then, you know, the big thing when we first kind of like got our name out, remember, Todd, you could probably remember this because Paul had not joined in yet. We went to Ham Expo. They invited us to come be a booth there. And my God, that was a train wreck. That was a train wreck. But yeah, we had some cool guests on. We figured out what we needed to do. People are like, who's this Live Free and Ham? And we're like, here's a sticker. Please listen to our podcast. You know, and it was like, you know, everyone was like, okay, cool. And, you know, and that was like, you know, I think we hit like 100 downloads. We're like, woo, 100 downloads. Nothing. Yeah, okay, whatever. This is really, okay, we got to create more content now. And then one of our, I think one of my big fun episodes was when, Paul, your start date was December 4th, 2023. That's when you joined us. So, yeah, you've been literally I have to say, dude, I've never met anybody just like, okay, I'm just going to dive in head first, you know, empty pool, whatever. Let's just go do it. You know, let's figure it out. And you know, you say you're not freaking technical, but freaking A, you throw like a bunch of wires and like a bunch of PCB boards and you tell them go build a computer and Paul's like, all right, I got a computer here and you know, it can calculate, you know, the latest, you know, physics equation to solve world hunger, whatever. And Paul's already got it done. So, you know, don't let him fool you guys. Paul is one of those guys that, you know, you give him a task and he'll fucking do it like, you know, 10 times way better than what you could ever imagine. So, you know, that he keeps the show running. He keeps me in line and I'm freaking in a professional in IT. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, why do I feel like so inadequate? So
you feel inadequate. Shit.
I do. Dude, trust me.
OBS works. Well, that's why. Like, why do we need OBS? I'm like, I don't need it. I get on here and you guys, well, if you want to do all the fun shit, like pushing buttons and
yeah, right.
I'm like, oh yeah, I don't get to do that.
And so we had a couple of other things. Walt, like,
you want to see my ham radio?
No. I love that, man. We got to figure out how to put that in our shirt. So we were like totally ecstatic. 29th of March, we hit 2,500 downloads, and that was 11 months in the show. And that was like unheard of. And the reason why it was unheard of, because my previous podcast I had done with a bunch of guys that I had been, you know, friends with for 30 years, we barely hit 100 downloads after 4 years of doing it at the start of COVID. And by the time we decided that we were done with it, we barely had like 100 subscribers. So that was like, you know, a gut sucking, you know, trying to like create content. And we just kind of just recorded, hit the button and did whatever. And that was like every episode, every week. And so, you know, I give a credit to you guys. You can just come to the table and bring shit.
Well, I remember you were telling me, I'm like, how are we doing? Cause like the numbers to me didn't mean anything. I'm like, I don't know if it's good or bad. And he's like, dude, he goes, we are like way ahead of where we're supposed to be. This is amazing. Yep. And I was like, really?
2,500 was a big mark. So. Yeah. And then shortly after that, that's where, you know, Paul's, you know, man crush and Todd, you kind of followed. That's where, you know, we ended up having, did Paul freeze?
Yeah.
that's his starry eyed daydream face. Yeah. He's like, damn Elon. So, yeah, Paul's, as he's recovering here, that's where we met KD9OL and now is, KD9OL. You know, Carlos, and that started this whole journey with Paul. There we go. He's back from Elon's, you know, grasp.
I heard KD9OLN. It's K9OL.
It is now, but at the time he was KD9OL later after that. So he changed OLN. His call. Yeah, he was OLN when we brought him on, but then he got his call shortly after that. So I made sure.
Kilo 9 or Oscar Lima now.
Yep. And so he came on and that's what started the whole, you know, I wouldn't say downward spiral. It was kind of more just, you know, just jump and figure out how it goes kind of attitude with stop moving camera. I'm not signaling you to do anything. You know, and so that started the whole process there.
Yes, by far, that is the episode that I talk about the most.
Mm-hmm.
My man crush with Carlos.
Right. And we love it. And he like challenged you and you're like, bring it on. I'm doing did. This. That's basically, and after that, it was all over.
Yep. And then, you know, the other big thing, we had a bunch of other stuff in there. We hit a couple of 5,000 downloads. But the one thing I thought was like our big, we finally got our first Patreon subscriber. We were jumping up and down like, why is someone paying for our show? And dude, Paul says it all the time. I try to remember all the time. We love our Patreon subscribers. We love people who even listen to our show for free. You know, we thank you guys for supporting us. But dude, it's just weird to have someone say, hey, I like your content. I'm going to pay you for it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
I just think it's,
but it makes me feel good, honestly. It does. Like, I mean, even if it's $1 a month or $2 a month, like just the fact that somebody's willing to give a cup of coffee every month to us, yeah, like that's huge.
Well, it's not a cup of coffee anymore these days. Yeah, I don't know what cup of coffee you're buying. I know you're making it at home. The last time I paid $4 for mine. you're barely getting the grains, but
yeah. I don't buy coffee out. So
no, you don't. Okay. And I guess the last one we threw in here was when we finally hit, the last two. I know we obviously, Todd mentioned this, where we had the Hillbilly Ham Radio guys on. That was a blast. Those
awesome
guys,
show.
We love them. You know, we want to continue to do more with you guys. So, you know, again, thank you for all the swag. We haven't, I might put it on the live stream just to, you know, tease these guys with it because I haven't given Todd his yes. And the care package is coming to you, man. So, you know, it's coming soon. We'll have to talk offline. I got to get you some other stuff.
You didn't send it already?
I haven't sent it yet. So I'm going to send
okay.
It's going, you know, pretty quick. So we'll talk offline as to what I have to get.
Yeah. I may have you send it to the drop zone instead then.
Okay. Yeah, the only reason why, because Matt's holding stuff up. He wants me to send, he's sending a whole bunch of stuff for you. So I'm like, Matt, you got to get it to me now. Like, come on, Matt, this is your reminder. Get me that stuff so I can get it to Paul.
Yeah, Huntsville's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. And then last one is when we hit 10,000 downloads in May. So May 3rd, 2025 was our big, big milestone.
And right now,
that's huge.
We're at 12.1.
12. Yeah.
And the other thing is, if you look at the graph that I can see, it show if you do all time, we have basically just been going up. And last month or May, we had 948 downloads. And this in June, we had 935. Now, the only reason June is actually should be more than because in May we had the live stream plus an extra Monday show. We had four Mondays. So even though it's a little bit lower this month, we didn't have one extra Monday. So I'm hoping that we get up to 1,000 downloads in a month. That would be kind of cool.
Man.
So we're getting close. There. So even though we went down in June a little bit, it's really not because there was an extra Monday and that's when we drop our podcast and that's where we get the most downloads. So it had one less and we were at 935 last month. So that's pretty cool.
Nice job. Yeah. And we thank all our listeners for that. I mean, you guys make this show and we just kind of get together and, you know, talk about stuff and you guys like it. So, you know, it's all good. So, yeah, we could talk for hours, but I want to, you know, kind of cut us short here because we're really bumping up against our live stream. So, you know, you guys are going to get double episodes, obviously, once, you know, this episode rolls. Our live stream is going to be obviously, in a podcast form tomorrow. So, you know, you'll get that podcast first and then you'll get this episode. So you'll kind of have to make the connections in your head after. But all that being said, let's get to the finals here. So again, we all thank you guys for being part of the Live Free and Ham community. Without you guys, we would just be talking to ourselves. And I don't know about you. I don't want to hear my voice as much as I have to. I hear my voice a lot of times. So we all appreciate that. We all thank you guys for supporting us, being part of the community. And we're looking forward to some awesome stuff going on this year and in the many 15 years to come, as Todd said. 15 years is the number, so that's a magic number. We'll see where we go from there.
15 years?
Yeah, 15! 15! So, with that, you have plenty of time, but you can always head over to our Discord server, join in that conversation, be part of the community there. We'd love to meet you. Love to hear more. You know, share a bunch of stuff. There's awesome channels going on. Many conversations. You can always subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already. Make sure you're part of our notification bell so you're part of all of our live stream notifications and other recordings. Please, you know, feel free to leave us an SMS, message, or you can use our 978-233-1142 number. Leave us a voicemail. We want to hear from you guys. You know, we want to see how, you know, and what you guys like about the show. Maybe you got some things you want us to talk about. You know, feel free. And if you got a great topic, we got a topic over in our channel, our Discord, that you can leave. We're always looking to, you know, try to find stuff that you guys want, you know, that you're interested in that we can talk about. So with that, you can always head over to livefreeandham.com to learn about the show, check out our latest swag, and find out all about us and the hosts and the show. And with that, thanks again for listening as always, and looking forward to the rest of the 2025 year and in the future. With that, we'll say 7-3.
7-3.
7-3.